Chapter 2. Hannah landed hard on her elbows and knees. She turned quickly to see what had hit her. A boy on a bike.
Sorry,
he called. He jumped off the bike and let it fall to the grass.
I didn't see you.
I'm wearing day-glow green and orange, Hannah thought. Why couldn't he see me? She climbed to her feet and rubbed the grass stains on her knees.
Ow,
she muttered, frowning at him.
I tried to stop, he said quietly.
Hannah saw that he had bright red hair, almost as orange as candy corn, brown eyes, and a face full of freckles.
Why were you riding in my yard?
Hannah demanded.
Your yard?
He narrowed his dark eyes at her.
Since when?
Since before I was born, Hannah replied sharply. He pulled a leaf from her hair.
You live in that house?
He asked, pointing. Hannah nodded. Where do you live? Hannah demanded. She examined her elbows. They were dirty, but not bruised.
Next door,
he said, turning toward the Redwood Ranch-style house across the driveway.
Huh?
Hannah reacted with surprise. You can't live there.
Why not?
He demanded. That house is empty, she told him, studying his face. It's been empty ever since the Dodsons moved away.
It's not empty now, he said. I live there, with my mom.
How can that be? Hannah wondered. How could someone move in right next door without my knowing it? I was playing with the twins back here yesterday, she thought, gazing hard at the boy. I'm sure that house was dark and empty. What's your name? She asked.
Danny. Danny Anderson.
She told him her name. I guess we're neighbors, she said. I'm 12. How about you?
Me too.
He bent to examine his bike. Then he pulled out a tuft of grass that had gotten caught in the spokes of the back wheel.
How come I've never seen you before?
He asked suspiciously.
How come I've never seen you? She replied.
He shrugged. His eyes crinkled in the corners as a shy smile crossed his face.
Well, did you just move in? Hannah asked, trying to get to the bottom of the mystery.
Uh-uh,
he replied, concentrating on the bike.
No?
How long have you lived here? Hannah asked.
A while.
That's impossible, Hannah thought. There's no way he could have moved in next door without me knowing it. But before she could react, she heard a high-pitched voice calling her from the house.
Hannah! Hannah! Herb won't give back my Game Boy!
Bill stood on the back stoop, leaning against the open screen door.
Where's Mom?
Hannah shouted back. She'll get it for you.
Okay.
The screen door slammed hard as Bill went to find Mrs. Fairchild. Hannah turned back to talk to Danny, but he had vanished into thin air.